Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Matomi Media Group conference call. All participants are at present in a listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. With us on the line today are Mr. Liam Gallien, CEO, Ms. Karen Farage-Krieger, CFO, and Ms. Pamela Becker, VP of Global Marketing. Ms. Becker, would you like to begin?
Thank you. Hello, everyone. My name is Pamela Becker, and I'd also like to welcome you to Matomi Media Group 2018 first half results call. We published our quarterly results this Thursday morning, and they can be found on our investor relations website at investors.matomi.com. On the call today are Liam Gallien, President and Chief Executive Officer, and Karen Farage-Krieger, Chief Financial Officer. The first part of today's call will be in listen-only mode. CEO Liam Gallien will give prepared remarks about the results, and then we will open the call up to questions. This conference is being recorded. Certain statements made during this call may pertain to forward-looking information. Although Matomi believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, we can give no assurance that these expectations will be fulfilled. Because these statements contain risks and uncertainties, actual results may differ materially from those expressed or implied by these forward-looking statements. We undertake no obligation to update any forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. Additionally, this call will include non-GAAP financial measurements. The definition of and the reconciliation of such measures can be found in our results release. With that, I will pass the call over to President and Chief Executive Officer Liam Gallien for his opening comments.
Thank you, Pamela, and good day, everyone. Pamela mentioned, my name is Liam, and I joined Matomi as the President and CEO in January this year. I embarked on my journey with a clear focus on Matomi's two core activities: domain monetization under the brand Team Internet and in-app advertising under the brand Marktplaats, where we have both technological and business advantages. These main activities, Team Internet and Marktplaats, once adjusted for special occurrences that I will explain, grew by 29% and 11% respectively in the first half of 2018 compared to previous year. As can be seen from our results, Matomi witnessed a sharp drop in revenues from its non-core activities. In line with our aggressive focus, we exited these cash-bleeding businesses that were distracting us from our main activities. As such, revenue sources and associated expenses have changed significantly, and a year-to-year comparison do not tell the whole story. In this call, I will offer a clarification. Our industry is threatened by rapidly growing fraudulent traffic. This is the type of traffic that misrepresents online advertising impressions, clicks, or data events. Matomi took and continues to take decisive, non-compromising actions, including the use of internal and external tools, technology, and partner cooperation to ensure high quality, sustainable, and clean revenues. These proactive efforts are part of our initiative to eradicate non-compliant traffic from our platform, including the removal of suspected publishers and advertisers and their associated income. This obviously affected the H1 revenue. At the same time, these same efforts significantly raised industry confidence in Matomi's platform, as demonstrated in recently published market trust indexes. For example, in one of those independent reports, our position in the Publisher Trust Index changed from number 34 to number 6 in less than a year. In the first half of 2018, Matomi's overall revenue decreased by 48% to $73.26 million, compared to $141 million in the first half of 2017. However, to compare apples to apples, we need to exclude the revenues from closed activities and fraud-related cleanup. This translates to revenues increasing by 15.2%, from $51.58 million in the first half of 2017 to $59.4 million in 2018. I will now go into detail regarding all our activities in the first 6 months of the year, including the core activities and those that we are exiting. Internet domain monetization and monetization platforms demonstrated an adjusted gross profit of $11.9 million in the first half of this year, with a direct adjusted EBITDA of $8.5 million. Last year, Team Internet enjoyed a one-time peak in activity following the drop of business of a close rival and the absorption of a significant amount of its activity. Team Internet has very strict compliance standards and a deep commitment to protecting its strong relationships with its partners. As such, and in consideration of new, stricter quality requirements from its leading partner, Team Internet decided not to continue in 2018 with a part of the absorbed activity that represented the level of risk, shutting down suspected publishers and advertisers valued at approximately $13 million. Discounting the revenues from the suspected non-compliant traffic, Team Internet's revenues was $38.7 million in the first half of 2017. Revenues of $42.7 million in the first half of this year demonstrate a 10.5% rise, continuing Team Internet's steady and healthy growth full-year CAGR trend of 15 to 20% in the past 4 years. In March 2018, Matomi increased its holding of Team Internet to 90% with an agreement to acquire the final 10% of Team Internet in the second half of this year, in November, bringing the holding to 100% before the end of this year. Opfox in-app advertising platform demonstrated an adjusted gross profit of $5.4 million in the first half of this year. This represents a perceived decrease compared to the year before, in part explained by the following. The figures include the activities of the media buying platform branded MyDSP, which underperformed in the first half of 2018, earning only $2 million compared to $8.2 million in the first half of 2017. This was the result of a subscale product in a very competitive market. Since the founding technology of MyDSP is solid, it was sold in August 2018 and therefore will no longer appear in financial reporting from the fourth quarter of this year. As I mentioned, Matomi is committed to protecting its partners, clients, and their users from fraudulent advertising activity, to the best of our knowledge and ability. To this end, throughout 2017, as well as this year, once discovered, the company removed suspected publishers and advertising partners and their associated income, which accounted for approximately $3.8 million in the first half of 2017. Therefore, discounting MyDSP and the fraud-related revenue, together totaling about $12 million in 2017, MoFox revenues of $16.8 million in the first half of this year demonstrated a 29% increase from the $13 million in the first half of 2017. It should be noted that mobile advertising is seasonal, with spending growing significantly in the second half of the year, peaking significantly even further in Q4, in line with the distribution of ad spend within the programmatic space. Therefore, we expect to see a similar growth pattern in MoFox revenues in the second half of the year. The revenues of Matomi email marketing platform, branded Wide Delivery, decreased by $2.1 million, or 28%, to $5.4 million for the first 6 months of this year. As non-core to our path forward, coupled with it being loss-making, and in line with our laser-focused strategy, Matomi sold this activity in August, as recently reported. Matomi's video revenue of $6.4 million in the first half of this year represents a decrease of 82% compared to $35 million in the first half of the previous year. The drop was driven by drastic changes across the video industry, reducing significantly the price level of available video advertising inventory from sellers, together with the introduction of stricter quality requirements by video advertisers, resulting with several significant players going out of business. In line with our clear strategy, we decided to exit this declining activity and close the Optimatic programmatic platform in April this year. These exits demonstrate how Matomi is taking aggressive and decisive actions to eliminate activities that are out of focus strategy, as well as those that are loss-making or cash-burning. In February, the company raised 103 million Israeli shekels, approximately $30 million, in convertible bonds. Matomi's directors have confirmed that after making an assessment, they have reasonable expectation that the company has adequate resources to meet its obligations for the foreseeable future. Before I summarize, Karen and I will be happy to take your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question is from Shimon Oliel of Analyst IMS, IMT. Please go ahead.
Hello. Should I ask in English or in Hebrew?
There are multiple English-speaking investors on the call, so it'll be better to have it in English.
Okay. According to the report, I've seen that the operations that are still in the company, the EBITDA was $5.4, I think, million dollars in the first half of 2018. Can you please give us any indication what is from Team Internet and what is from MobFox, and how do you see it forward to the next half of the year?
And so we also publish the number of Team Internet and MobFox on a separate level on in our RNS. So the EBITDA for MobFox was $8.46 million, while the EBITDA of MobFox, including the MyDSP, was negative $3.1 million. And without MyDSP, because we sold MyDSP and it's not longer appearing starting Q4, is $2.83. As for the second, half of the year, we are not giving a forecast, but since the activity of Matomi is seasonality, so we expect that we will have higher EBITDA in both our core activities in H2 2018.
But can you say what is the EBITDA of MobFox without this operation that was sold?
I said it was 2.38 negative EBITDA.
Negative. I didn't hear the negative. Okay, but you believe that the next half will be better. You're not giving any. So this is according to what you figured half year ago or something like that?
Again, if we split it to core activities and non-core activities, the core activities have performed slightly better than our forecast, while the non-core activities performed, I would say, slower than we anticipated, and this is why we took the decisive, non-compromising action. Since I've joined, we've said it very clearly. We are focused on two activities, which are still the two activities that we focus on. The timing of the rest of the activities was accelerated due to their less than perfect performance, but again, the focus that was January 7th when I joined is still the one today. Two main activities that we put our efforts on.
Okay, thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. There are no further questions at this time. Mr. Galin, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Sure. So first of all, thank you all for joining. In summary, the first 6 months of the year were aligned with our strategy, and Matomi's board and management feel confident in our ability to execute going forward with our laser-focused strategy of two core activities that will drive our success going forward. We appreciate your interest in Matomi and looking forward to continue our discussion with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes the Matomi Media Group conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.